Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm very glad to be able to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast live from our nation's capital, from the U.S. Small Business Summit, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Summit, I should say. I'm here this week as my annual pilgrimage to celebrate small business this week, and have a great time visiting with real small business owners who are members of the Chamber's Small Business Council. And right now we're talking to Joe Reynolds, who's the architect of adventure at Red Frog Events. And Joe, I love your name. I was teasing you earlier, but the website is redfrogevents.com, right?
That's right.
How would somebody do business with you?
You can start by going to redfrogevents.com, and then that will guide you to our three different events that we put on to each one of those websites. And then it's open to anybody, and you can sign up online. Prices for our events range from anywhere from $40 to $70, depending on
I'd have to show up at your events, right? I mean, I couldn't call you and say I want you to put on an event for me.
Correct. We just produce our own events, and then they're open to anybody to come.
I got you. Well, who are the benefactors of your? Are the beneficiaries, I should say, of your events? Are there you do any charity work or anything like that?
Yeah, we're pretty heavily involved with charity work. With our Great Urban Race event, our national charity partner is St. Jude. And I'm proud to say we raised almost $200,000 last year for St. Jude.
Good for them.
And in addition to that, with our other events, we partner with local charities for each one of our events. So
That's
a couple hundred charities throughout the country.
That sounds good. Good for you. So they're all about running, though. No biking or swimming or hiking or laying around.
No, not yet, but we do have several new events in our pipeline that we'll be launching over the next couple of years that might be a little more sedentary.
Okay. Well, call me when you do those. I'd like to join one of those. I'd like to do one of those where you start with the beer, not end with the beer. How about that?
Okay, well, that's good. We have some of those events coming out soon.
Hey, Joe, what do you, as a business owner, as a small business owner in America, what are you excited about right now?
What excites me every day is the possibilities, and we've been lucky to have grown very quickly over the last 4 years since I launched the company, and I get really excited just thinking about the future possibilities and what we can do. I have an incredible team working for me, and we have all kinds of ideas for new business launches over the next couple of years. That's what really makes me wake up in the morning and clap my hands ready to go to work.
I like the way that sounds, but what about, as you look out across that opportunity, do you see anything in your way? Is there anything that frightens you out there?
Yeah, we've seen a big new crop of competitors pop up. We are the leaders in this new industry that we coined the active entertainment industry, and we've had a lot of early successes. Along with that, we've had a lot of competitors pop up. But
competitors are good for everybody. They make everyone seek excellence.
Yeah, keeps us sharp, but it is something we need to consider.
Yep. What else?
Challenges within our company have, for me personally, been our growth and keeping up with it.
How many employees do you have?
18 months ago, we had 6. Today, we have 125. So it's been,
wow.
Incredible growth curve that's been exciting and challenging to keep up with.
Your company is going to be on January 1, 2014. If not already, your company is going to have to comply with the new healthcare bill. How are you planning to manage that?
It's something I haven't thought too much about yet, to be honest.
Do you think it will help you or not?
I do think it will help Red Frog events, yes.
All right. And what do you think will be helpful about it?
It'll help hopefully bring down some of the costs that I'm paying right now for some of our medical.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. I would in the year of 2014, I would like for you to come back and tell me how that worked out. I really would like to know if that came to pass, and if it did, I'd like to know how that happened. So I'm looking forward to that visit. Okay. Give us your website one more time, please.
Our website is redfrogevents.com.
All right, so check it out. Thanks, Joe, for being here. Good job today. Joe Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be seeing you later today, Joel, over at the event. Going to take a quick break, right back with Adam Witte, another small business owner, to talk to you. Stay with us.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.